and this is Rhode Island Public Radio. I'm Dave Fallon. Since last summer, all the glass you put into your recycling bin has been dumped into the landfill with the rest of the garbage. It was due to legislation passed in the General Assembly last session. But after 8 months of work and more than 13,000 tons of glass thrown away, the Rhode Island Resource Recovery Corporation, the company that runs the state landfill, may have finally found a home for recycled glass. Joining me to talk about this latest development is our environmental reporter, Bradley Campbell. Bradley, what's currently happening to the state's recycled glass?
Well, for the past 2 months or so, the central landfill has been sending test shipments of the glass to this company called Strategic Materials. They're based in Franklin, Massachusetts, and Strategic is a major glass recycler for the region.
Glass has not always been thrown away with the rest of the trash, Bradley. Why don't you please walk us through the past years and what's been happening to the glass that we take to the curb?
All right. So let's go back to 2003. That's when the landfill couldn't find a company to buy or recycle the glass, so it reused it instead. It mixed the glass in with construction and demolition debris as part of the daily cover material to go over the garbage. Such cover material is required by law. Now, the landfill says it was a great way to reuse the glass. It was cheap, it was needed, and it was an effective cover.
Now, your reporting last summer broke the news that using glass as part of that cover material had stopped due to an amendment slipped into legislation.
Right, and that legislation was a response to these terrible smells that were coming from the landfill, a potent rotten egg odor that you could smell for miles. Now, trying to prevent that odor from returning, the amended state law banned the use of construction and demolition debris as a cover material. Now, within the legislation, it listed various materials that comprise construction and demolition debris, and at the very end of that list, it included the words "and glass." And those two words, it prevented the landfill from mixing in the recyclable glass as cover material. So with nowhere else to go, the landfill was forced to treat the glass like garbage.
And wasn't much of this a result of the quality of the glass that the landfill is able to ship?
Right. When the landfill converted to single-stream recycling, that's where you throw your glass and paper all in one bin, that switch created a problem. So paper gets mixed in with the glass, and after it goes through the sorting system, it leaves the glass looking like this dirty sand and confetti mixture. That makes the glass unsellable. But the landfill's Sarah Kite says they've installed a vacuum system to try and capture the paper and create a better quality glass. But she does add it's not a perfect fix, as the volume of paper recycled is overwhelming.
But it seems as though they're producing a quality that is now at least good enough for the recycling company in Massachusetts to take it.
It seems that way, but it is important to know that not all of the glass is now being recycled. Right now, the landfill says it's shipping about 1 to 2 loads a day, and all the rest is still ending up at the dump, mingling with your old toothbrushes, sneakers, and food waste.
Is there something that's prohibiting them from shipping all the glass to Massachusetts?
Yes, the cost. Glass is heavy, and shipping to another state is certainly more expensive than reusing it in the landfill. Right now, the central landfill is waiting for its board of commissioners to approve a transportation contract before they can start shipping all the glass over to Franklin.
Okay, this seems to fix the problem, at least in the short term, but what would a long-term solution look like?
Well, the landfill says a more robust market for glass is the ultimate solution, but they say the ideal problem solver would be a glass recycler to move and set up shop in the state.
Bradley Campbell, environmental reporter here at Rhode Island Public Radio. Bradley, thanks for joining us.
Yeah, you bet.
All Things Considered continues on Rhode Island Public Radio, Rhode Island's NPR.